Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
Hi, is there a charge on my credit card bill this month, and I don't recall ordering from you? Could you check on it for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
41031.
41031.
41031.
Your first and last name?
Carol McDaniel. And that's Carol McDaniel.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1357 U.S. Highway 27 North in Cynthiana, Kentucky. 41031.
Yes, ma'am. So it's showing here that you made the purchase for our Smart Health Fitness watch. You're on a 14-day trial with that watch. You're supposed to call back in to cancel the trial, or you'll be billed the one-time payment, the original cost of that watch.
I didn't order that watch.
You didn't make the purchase for that watch back on March the 15th for $5.97, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Is there anyone in your household who could have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No. It's just me and my husband here. He doesn't order on the internet.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I would like to let you know I can get you canceled out and transferred over to the fraud department, but I would like to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute whoever decided to make this purchase without your knowledge and receive these products. So just to be sure, you or anyone in your household didn't make the purchase for that fitness watch for $5.97 on the shipping charges?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold the line for me while I get you canceled out and transfer it over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, you are being transferred now. I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.